If you wanna ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way-highway, helping you ride on the way-highway.
It's time for the way-highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
You're listening to Adobe Radio, and this is The Way Highway. We're so happy to have you. We're so happy to have you listening to us on a Thursday. This is a cannabis comedy show, so what you got to do is just sit back, relax, imbibe on the cannabis of your choice, and let us entertain you. I'm Sean Cowig, and guess who's back? Back again. Kristen's back. Tell a friend. It's Kristen Sanchez. Hello. Yeah.
I am Bick.
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not dead. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for all the Way Highway. For all the Way Highway listeners for the last 2 weeks that were like, did Sean kill Kristen? No. How dare you? How dare you? Never. Kristen, do the thing.
I'm alive.
No,
I'm
wait,
definitely
no,
not a pre-recording. If you'd like to follow us,
yeah.
You can follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. You can follow me, Kristen Sanchez, if I'm alive. Who knows? At Siren16X, because this definitely, again, is not pre-recorded.
Man.
And you can follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway, or check out our wicked awesome website at Way Highway, or TheWayHighway.com. Do it.
If I were to kill someone and then make a pre-recording of them to air on an online radio network, I definitely would splice in, this is definitely not pre-recorded, as many times as possible to cover my tracks. To cover my tracks.
You gotta.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. With us as well, and quite possibly her last week before returning home to Melbourne, is Jelly!
It's actually Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Hello, everyone.
What did I say?
You're like, Melbourne.
Did I say Melbourne? I was really trying to say Melbourne.
To me, it sounded like you said Melbourne.
Melbourne. This is definitely not pre-recorded.
Nope.
Definitely not.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop,
boop. Okay, real quick, let's just roll right into the section that we like to call a product review. Because, Kristen, last week you missed me drink a Thunder Pop, which is a cannabis beverage, 20 milligrams of THC, 10 milligrams of CBD, 100 milligrams of caffeine. And I gotta say, in hindsight,
when did you take it?
When did I take it? See, that's the thing. I took it during and after our recording time. So I drank the drink while recording. I had some left over. Post-recording, I continued to drink it through my night as I was, you know, editing the files and then moving on to video games. And man, I was wired. I was high and wired. And I ended up staying up way past 2 a.m. I think I was up till almost 4, to be honest. Because I was
totally hyped. Done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. one time I like I had something to do, but it was also like, okay, you know, when you're like, okay, I don't have to get this done today, but sure. Extra credit. Let's go.
Why not?
But I don't have to do it tomorrow.
Make it happen. Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I'm just going to like start doing this, and then I'm going to wait for my edible to hit and mm-hmm. we'll go from there. And I was like getting to a place where I was like grooving, and I was about to be at a place where I was finished with this thing, and then it mm-hmm. hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was like, oh shit. So I had to stop because I could no longer read the page in front of me. And I was just like, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna play some video games now. And I was up to like 5 or 6, just was like, okay, this cozy game is getting even fucking cozier.
Yeah, you just get into a groove.
Yeah.
So
a whore for Disney's Dreamlight Valley. You just help Disney characters. You just help Disney characters. And it's adorable. Stupid. Beautiful. I love it. So it's cozy as fuck. So fucking cozy.
Here's my recommendation, Way Highway listeners. I definitely recommend Thunder Pop or another cannabis drink, or on your own, mixing cannabis with caffeine. I think it does create a fantastic high. I would definitely suggest doing it during daytime hours. If you know that you're going to wake and bake, check that out. If you've got some sort of an adventure day planned and you want to be high for it, boom. I do not suggest doing it past 8 p.m.
Unless you plan on pulling an all-nighter.
Unless you're trying to pull an all-nighter, you're going to a rave, you're doing something fun at night that you want to be up until close to 4 a.m., then absolutely. Otherwise, you're going to ruin your morning.
I don't know how real this is, but someone... an American went to a foreign country and went to a rave there. And evidently in every other country, people don't dress up in like ridiculous bright colors and like wear the pacifiers and do like typical rave shit in the US.
Yeah.
So she like showed up and was like, "Let's go." And everyone was like, "The fuck are you doing?" Like, excuse you.
And why are you dressed like a furry?
Yeah. Or but oh god, I love it.
That's amazing. I wonder if our rave attire has more to do with the drug culture than it does with like the raving. Because you think about like the pacifier, right? Mm-hmm. Because Molly jaw tooth grind, you want a pacifier. And then also like fuzzy, furry things like that, very aesthetically pleasing. You want to pet and be pet and feel good. What, right? And maybe like in somewhere else, if it has nothing to do with that, it's like, no, just wear comfortable clothes and dance to music, you psycho.
I literally was like, are you just pitching the concept of like just straight up going to a rave for not doing drugs? And then I was like, I couldn't comprehend it for one sec. I was like, why would you want to? I guess some people really just like to dance.
I think that's what I was doing. That maybe somewhere else it's just about dancing and it's not about that.
Yeah. We're just such fucking degenerates in the U.S. You know what? I buy it.
Yeah.
I buy it. I like the theory. It's a working theory. We'll go with it for now.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Okay. So this week, I want to talk a little bit about these Rove disposable vapes that I got. BOGO. Jelly, you didn't know what BOGO was.
I didn't know. Well, I only pieced it together when we went to Green Queens what BOGO was.
So last week was the first time you truly understand what understood what BOGO was.
Yes, that is correct.
Buy one, get one. BOGO.
And they didn't even say BOGO or burger.
So you independently figured out BOGO because of a bud tender saying buy one, get one. And you were like, the pieces, a beautiful minded in your head. And you were like,
that's exactly what happened.
Wow. That's a pretty incredible experience. But I got these BOGO vapes, and this is what I did. I thought I was making a move that made sense. I said to myself, Sean, grab the hybrid because the one that's going to come free is probably going to be a sativa. And I was incredibly right.
Ooh, nice.
Right? So I have Bellini, which is my hybrid, and I have Sour Jack, which is my sativa.
Nice.
Bellini is more potent. It's 97.2% total cannabis. The Sour Jack sativa is 94.5% total cannabis. Bellini, its terpenes are limonene, chirophylline, and linalool. And then the Sour Jack is terpenoline, myrcene, and pinene. I probably said so many of those incorrectly. But let me just do this for you and really quick tell you about the Bellini. It's peachy.
So
it's like a
traditional Bellini-ish.
Traditional Bellini-ish, like the drink. What is a Bellini? It's peach juice and
champagne.
Champagne.
Well, I can smell that.
You can smell that peach?
I can smell the peach.
They do a really good job. Like in the Rove disposable vapes hit really well too. That was two hits of the Bellini, and it was nice. And now we've got Sour Jack real quick. Also really sweet, but it's a different kind of sweet.
Okay.
It's pineapple-y. This Sour Jack, it reminds me of like a Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Is that what jackfruit tastes like, maybe?
Sour Jack, jackfruit. Jackfruit is pretty incredible, just to do a side note on jackfruit. If you take jackfruit and you pull it apart and then you put some barbecue sauce on it and like some other flavor spices and put it between a potato bun, it tastes like a pulled pork sandwich. Pulled pork, baby. Excellent. Both of these vapes are pretty fantastic. Rove does a really good job with their vape, like I said, of making a disposable vape that hits really well. And it's funny, all through the instructions for these vapes, it tells you that the way that they make their oil is very specific, so you don't need to do any sort of preheating. I don't know how you would preheat a disposable vape, but if you're listening to this, don't try. Don't try to preheat your disposable vape. I gotta think that was more for a cartridge. Also, don't preheat your Rove cartridges. Don't hold the button down without pulling and let it just heat up and heat up and heat up. You're gonna mess up your cartridge. Either a cartridge or a disposable vape, especially with Rove, take a pull, a clean, even pull for 5 seconds or less, and you're gonna hit it perfectly. You hear that?
Pro tips.
Pro tips. Pro tips.
From Sean's lips.
Hey. All right, we got to take our first quick break here on the Way Highway. But don't you all worry, we'll be right back. We got Kristen back in the house. Jelly's here. We're having fun. We hope you are too. You're listening to iDobie Radio, and that's fantastic. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen. And with us is Jelly.
This is not a pre-recorded message.
Pre-recorded to cover up a murder or anything sketchy. Definitely not.
Now, could you imagine? I'm just doing this podcast alone with a pre-recorded Kristen and a
pre-recorded
Ellie.
Our bodies just stuffed in a freezer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, have you ever done an audition like that before?
What?
Have you ever done an audition like that where you like have to record your own voice?
Oh, yeah. So you're talking to yourself and your mouth. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry. I went, as soon as Kristen was like, with our body stuffed in the freezer, I immediately went to, oh, man, could you imagine if I had a freezer big enough to fit two bodies in? Not for the bodies. Not for the bodies. Just for all like the amazing stuff I'd be able to put into that freezer. I'd have so much ice cream and many frozen pizzas. Oh, man.
You could freeze anything. Anything you purchased from the grocery store. Is this about to go bad? Not any fucking more.
My grandparents had one like that big. They had one that you'd like open up and then they had that was like
a Fargo one. Like actual hide a body.
Yeah,
sorry.
a
butcher's one,
I
guess.
Butcher's one. And then they had also an extra fridge that also had the freezer bit.
Dude, the extra
And then the main
clutch.
Fridge in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's just Greek families for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. This is all okay because eventually we're going to spend the episode talking about food like good stoners, but I have to take just one tangent because we're talking about freezing things. And I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay shows. So like mostly Kitchen Nightmares. I caught a Next Level Chef as I think the new one that premiered after the Super Bowl. I was catching glimpses of that. And I got really into Hotel Hell, which is a direct to streaming one that is made where Gordon Ramsay goes to some sort of a hotel or a bed and breakfast or a motel, basically some place that has, you know, hospitality, rooms that people sleep in, and some sort of a bar or restaurant or combo of that. So he's working with a lot of different factors.
Yeah.
Two things. One, there was an episode with like a borderline hoarder who ordered all the food, had it cooked and then frozen. So there were multiple freezers going as far as to have fully cooked and then frozen rotisserie chickens that she would then have the chef defrost and like put in the oven and then serve to people. And that's crazy.
That's so much.
It's crazy.
It's disgusting.
It's absolutely, like, it's amazing that someone didn't actually die / get murdered by the food at that one particular place.
Do you think we've all probably gone somewhere in our time, like a restaurant or something, like, that's actually been the case?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. You can't tell me like the random Denny's that I ate at, like,
but I think you have to like count out, like, you can't count like McDonald's, Denny's, any of
those.
Okay,
you have to cut those out.
Actual like restaurants or something.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Surely. Yeah.
I'm sure. there's no way.
Actually, no, yeah. Like Italian like pizza pasta places do that with their sauces.
I used to go late night to a place in Beverly, Massachusetts that was called Joe's Pizza that we cleverly nicknamed Joe's Crack House Pizza because you could go there. There were open past two. You could go in and you could get a pizza for $5 and it came out looking like if you tipped it to the side, all the cheese and everything would roll off of it. It would like the grease would just pull everything off of the side. It was the most dilapidated looking pizza ever. And there was the place was definitely a front. Like there's no way they weren't trafficking drugs out of that place because you'd come in and like, there'd just be a table of people smoking cigarettes and like playing cards in the back. And you're like, well, that's not good. They're not eating any of the pizza. Why aren't they eating the pizza? Okay. But man, did we love that pizza. And it probably should have killed us.
Oh, yeah.
One other thing that I find very odd and interesting about Hotel Hell is because it was made directly for streaming and not TV, it was able to, they're able, like, it didn't come out on TV, so they were able to, you know,
not up have the rating. A million stingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not bleeping anything out. Everybody's screaming fuck. and for some reason, every time Gordon tries out, like, because it's a big deal, like, you're the room you're staying in, what's the bathroom like? So it's always like, is the quality of the shower good, or is like the bathtub big for you to like take a luxurious bath in? So he'd be testing out showers and bathtubs often, and they always included a shot of him getting in with his bare naked ass.
That's just for you, Sean.
And I'm like, what? This is so odd. That like
that
everybody
choice.
Signed off on this. Yeah, what's that choice? Why like is who wanted to do that?
Definitely
it's a choice and it's odd. Like who want like who brought it up?
I think I love that because it gives everyone exactly what they want. Like,
yeah,
the ones that are thirsty to get a little more, a little glimpse of Gordon are like, they're getting it. They're getting what they want. But also, if Gordon's just trying to be a cheeky boy, we get it.
Like, do you think it was like a so little, funny. Do you think it was a little column A and a little column
fan
B?
Fan service?
there was a pitch meeting that someone was like, and you know
Sex
what else?
Sells.
Yeah, like everyone's thirsty for Gordon right now. So what if we were able to throw in one bare naked ass shot per episode? And Gordon was like, I like that.
We'll keep him coming back. We'll keep him coming back for more.
Gordon's like,
gotta get some more cheeks.
Or was it like a post-production decision? And like they made one episode where they did it, and they're like, "Yep, we gotta keep doing this." Fantastic. Keep the cameras rolling, please.
That phone call to be like, "Okay, Gordon, your ass is playing like hotcakes. Like ratings are through the roof because of your ass, buddy. We're gonna have to get that in every episode. What do you think?" So strange.
Do they show him like getting, is it both showers and bathtubs?
Yeah, so like it'll be like him getting in. First there'll be like a low shot of the pants coming down.
Oh,
no joke.
Okay, whoa,
low shot,
whoa.
But like not
it's
no
multiple
no
shots.
It's multiple no, but like it gets you ready for it. So the first shot doesn't contain ass. It's just a real low shot of like the bottom of his leg. So you see the pants come down and are on the floor. And then it'll like cut to naked stepping into shower or stepping into tub. It's very strange.
Oh,
I didn't realize this is like a multiple shot, multiple angle thing. You know?
But there's only one shot of ass. It's the pants come down as its own shot.
No, but there's the whole build up.
It's a build up to the ass. As soon as you see the pants come down, you know you're getting ass.
Oh gosh!
Now we gotta watch this.
You gotta check it out.
Wait, this is exactly why that's in there. This is exactly why his ass is in there. So that someone will be like, Gordon Ramsay's ass is in there. And someone else will be like, I didn't see that. Because I genuinely do as well, Jelly. I was like, yeah, maybe I should. I don't normally watch Hotel Hell.
Now I have to.
Available to stream on Hulu, friends.
Thank goodness I have my free Hulu trial going
go.
At the moment.
Get to Hotel Hell. Oh my
Get
god.
To Hotel Hell.
Get to it. Get check it out.
Oh, so silly.
Yeah. Okay. I wanna talk about food for a little bit because Jelly, Kristen, Jelly has been on a quest to get the best waffles in Los Angeles. and you have feelings.
Yes. Well, I'm just glad that you're searching to get a breakfast because it turns out the rich don't want us to eat breakfast at all anymore.
Yeah.
Because such geniuses like Gabriel Rubin from the Wall Street Journal write such insightful articles as, how about to save money, maybe you should skip breakfast.
Just skip the most important meal of the day.
Instead of being paid a living wage. You poor person. Why don't you just stop eating? Why don't you just do that instead? That's more financially beneficial than being paid a living wage, right? I'm so glad the geniuses at the Wall Street Journal and their corporate overlord that owns them. Is it Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, that motherfucker. Telling people, literally, don't eat food. Skip food. The most important meal of the day. You don't need it. You don't have enough money. That's literally the line they're going with.
They're
this
like,
like,
hey.
Someone read this and went, it's brilliant. Ugh, yeah. They'll love it. They'll see this and they'll be like, we'll stop eating breakfast. You are a genius. Instead of making the billionaires pay their fair share in taxes, we'll stop eating. Ha ha! So smart. Like,
they're,
what
the they're actual like, fuck? They're like, you're suffering and we could fix it. But instead of fixing it, what
we could fix it without ever feeling it financially, even a little bit.
No, we can fix that. Instead, and hear me out.
Also, by the time we get done saying this, we'll have already made enough money to have already fixed it and made the money back that we would have paid. And like, we have it double, it's actually four times over. And it's just, I'm still not done giving the thing. Like, it's so funny. I have so much money. Billionaires are so fucking rich.
Billions of dollars. Billions.
Billions of dollars stolen out of your pocket.
Yeah. And now suffer more instead of being helped
don't
or
eat.
Fixed. You just don't eat. Jelly, have you found waffles?
So I only tried one waffle.
Uh-huh.
And look, it wasn't a bad waffle.
It was a bad waffle. So, when you intro it like that, I just want you to know it sounds like it's a bad waffle.
Yeah. It just really wasn't what I was after. And here's the thing. Like, I don't want to, like, talk shit on this place that I went. You know? Because it was really cool. It's like a cafe that's open like until like 1 a.m. or something. So I was just there for hours. I got to sit there for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole experience of me ordering the waffle and eating the waffle just wasn't that great. Because I was like, oh, hey, you know, how big's the waffle? And the person was like, oh, just like a normal sized waffle. But, like, there's so many
what does that mean?
Waffles, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
And I was like, well, what kind of waffle is it? And they were like, oh, well, like, a normal waffle. And I was like, okay. No, like, it's like,
are we talking Eggo? Are we talking the size of a pancake? Like, that doesn't help either!
Yeah, right. I was like, this doesn't help anything. So I was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll get one. Does it come with maple syrup? And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay. And it arrives, and it's kind of like they've used, like, cinnamon donut batter to make it or something.
Oh, it's like a cinnamon waffle.
Yeah. So first off, that's not a regular waffle anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Where is that a regular waffle?
You're taking liberties with the waffle.
And then they had, like, one sliced strawberry.
A single slice of strawberry or entire strawberry sliced up?
One strawberry sliced up.
Okay.
In four pieces.
That's budget.
And then, but like, you should have seen how it was placed on the waffle. Oh. That's the funniest thing. And then there were like two blueberries on it as well, placed in the holes. And
like like random holes. Like if you don't have that much fruit, you've got to really like
right?
put it all in one place.
No, it was like placed around the edge of it almost. And then there was no butter on it.
What?
And just some maple syrup drizzled. And
they didn't wait. They didn't give you the butter and the maple syrup for you to do it yourself.
No.
They drizzled the maple syrup themselves.
Yes.
That's insane.
Right?
That's
what I'm
crazy.
Thinking. And I just sat there, and my friend that I was with was like, knew I was on the hunt for waffles.
Yeah.
And they're like, how is it? And I just like scuffed the waffle down because I did not want to think about it. I did not want to think about how disappointed I was about the waffle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, it was okay. But like my disappointment was really showing. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It was really sad.
I'm so sorry.
I think I need to go to Roscoe's.
You got to go to Roscoe's. Yeah. I'm telling you, go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And if you need me to come eat the chicken, I'll do it. I will do it.
Because Kristen, what Sean and I were talking about last week was I'm after like Waffle House waffles. I'm sure like Eggo waffles are the closest to that. I'm not after any fancy Belgian waffles or anything. I just want some big yellow.
You want
huge...
like a big Eggo waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, isn't there a place called, like, I think there's a place called, like, WFFL
in
Hollywood?
I think so, because I posted on Instagram in search of the best waffles, and one of my friends replied and was like, waffles? But they didn't spell it like that. They didn't spell it without the vowels. They spelt it just... how you would spell waffle. And I was like, ah, cool. I did not search that place. Maybe I should.
Listen, if a place is called the waffle or the waffle and doesn't have a good variety of waffles, problems. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, oh, gosh, are you looking for like a crunchy waffle?
In between crunchy
you want a semi-crunchy waffle.
Yeah, I want it to have like a slight, like maybe the edges of it
are crispy.
In the waffle press for ever so slightly too long and a slightly crispy, like you can snap them off and it melts
But the
in
rest
your mouth.
Of it is like cakey.
But like not even cakey, I kind of want it to be a bit airy as well.
Okay, all right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So Way Highway listeners, if you know a place to get a crispy but not too crispy, cakey but not cakey, airy, eggo-y waffle in Los Angeles, hit us up.
Please.
Hit us up.
I feel like if there's like, well, because I was going to say like a mochi waffle.
Whoa.
They're too doughy.
Too doughy. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, all I really want is a Waffle House waffle, but we don't have Waffle House in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So
you're
there's
stuck.
The problem.
You may have to go on a road trip to a Waffle House.
Maybe.
Road trip to a Waffle House. And let me ask you this, because Jelly, it seems like your waffles are happening at night.
Yeah.
That's when you talk about it. You talked about the cafe being open. Are you getting breakfast for dinner?
You know I am.
Amazing. Huh.
Kristen, how do you feel about breakfast for dinner?
I love it. I'm a big fan of breakfast for dinner. I'm a big fan of eat when you're hungry and eat what you want to eat.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people are like, I have to eat specific things. And it's like, yeah, or you could just like listen to your body and like you only have one of those and one lifetime. And haven't you punished your body and hated yourself enough already? Maybe we just knock that shit off and start exercising radical self-love and acceptance. And we just fucking eat food.
Eat what you want. Eat what you love. Eat what's
exactly
going to make you happy and feel good.
Food is neither good nor bad.
Yes. And the time of day when it's happening doesn't matter. If you were a person that worked graveyard shifts, And so your waking up was at 6 p.m. and you then were to break your fast. Whatever you're eating is in fact your breakfast. So whether or not you were having typical breakfast foods or typical lunch foods or typical dinner foods, you're having breakfast, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Breakfast is just breaking the fast of not eating from last night. So whatever you eat.
Whatever you eat is it.
Yeah.
I did a little Google searching.
Uh-huh.
Because it started with me just like wanting to research breakfast for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to a place where thehealthyjournal.com told me that there are three main types of breakfast. And I was like, oh, interesting. What are they?
Yeah.
And they are apparently continental breakfast, English breakfast, and American breakfast.
Okay.
Continental breakfast being, of course, the buffet style mix of pastries and cereals and toast and coffee and tea that you find in most hotels.
Mm-hmm.
American breakfast consists of either a cereal or an egg-based dish, which I don't know. I think cereal and an egg-based dish, or some sort of a pancake, waffle, toast, or variants of that side dish to go with your egg-like dish and slash or your cereal. And then an English breakfast is also sometimes called the fry-up, and consists of fried eggs, sausages, back bacon, tomatoes, mushrooms, fried bread, and often a slice of white or black pudding, similar to bloodwurst. And it is accompanied by tea or coffee and hot buttered toast.
Wow. That's so different.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I feel like I'm comboing, although maybe not. Maybe I'm usually having English breakfast, because often what I do is I fry eggs, maybe I have bacon, and then I usually make a piece of toast and put the eggs onto the toast. And sometimes I put spreads on the toast underneath the eggs, but then I can cut the eggs and have the fried eggs drip onto the toast that's already there and eat it with a fork. That's my usual breakfast. So I think I'm living in the English breakfast world.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I don't know. my breakfasts are bagels.
See, I would say that's an American breakfast.
Yeah.
That's American breakfast.
Well, I feel like a bagel, if it's just a bagel, that lives in the breakfast pastry world, the breakfast bread world. So that would be continental.
Ooh, am I continental?
I think you're continental. I do. I think you're continental.
I tell you what I found interesting about all of those. None of them include any fruit or vegetables, really.
The continental breakfast would have fruit. Continental. Yeah.
It would have a little fruit salad or something.
It would have a fruit salad. Yeah. Pastries and baked goods, fruits, toast, coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Australian breakfast is a combination of all of those, but then if you were having like the fried one, it would have also like tomatoes, spinach, mushrooms, avocado included. Mm-hmm. Make it a bit more fresh, you know?
Yeah. So heavy. I feel like they completely left out the like oatmeal humans.
Wait, oatmeal humans?
Yeah, the humans that enjoy oatmeal were completely left out.
Yes, humans enjoying oatmeal, not an oatmeal human that we're eating.
No, it's not like a, I'm not like, it's not like a brand name. I just, words.
thehealthyjournal.com continues because it strays away from just these apparently three main types of breakfast and starts talking about more other breakfasts. A typical Russian breakfast features their famous big and thin pancakes, blini, B-L-I-N-I, cottage cheese pancakes, buckwheat porridge, kasha, and more goodness. A Scottish breakfast, square lorn sausage or link sausage, fried eggs, streaky bacon. I don't know what streaky bacon is. Baked beans, black port pudding and or haggis, tatty scones, fried tomatoes and mushrooms and toast.
No one is into yogurt though, still.
Nobody likes yogurt.
Yeah, still no one likes yogurt.
Nobody's having yogurt.
Like,
yeah.
A Chinese breakfast. The most popular styles include noodles, dumplings, plain or stuffed buns, or oven-baked flatbread. Deep-fried items like a Chinese donut stick are also popular.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting to have, like, dumplings for breakfast, like to have your breakfast food stuffed inside of a little dumpling. It seems like a really efficient way of eating breakfast.
I had buns for breakfast this morning.
That's great. I like that. I would incorporate more of that into my, like, a little, like, fried egg and sausage bun that you just, like, nom nom nom, eat on that instead of having, like, the plate with all the, like, the spread out, and then you have to cut it all up. I like the idea
and
of a breakfast
bun. And you can take it with
you. And you can take it with you. Easily. It's not messy. Unless you're a messy eater when you bite into it and it falls everywhere. And then I can't help you. I don't know what to say. I love breakfast. And I am also just a big fan of breakfast for dinner. So it made me happy to do some research on breakfast and find out, like, you know, what are breakfast things that I'm not thinking about, including the ones that are not on this list? Like, hey, have granola and yogurt. Why not?
Yeah.
But the most interesting thing about thehealthyjournal.com is on the side scroll, it has a list of similar questions, right?
Uh-huh.
And now, mind you, I asked it, what are the three main types of breakfast? That was the question. That is the headliner on this place, right? On this website where I'm at. The similar questions are wild.
Uh-huh.
And when we get back from our second break, I'm going to ask you some of the questions and we're going to click on them and find out the answers to some of these questions.
Amazing.
Awesome. You're listening to The Way Highway and this is Adobe Radio and we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen and with us is Julie.
Hello.
Okay. What are the three main types of breakfast? And here are some similar questions.
Mm-hmm.
Can crying drain you? Is it better to live in a brick house?
Wait, like crying?
Do brains? So you're
crying drain you like your. Where our bodies are 72% water.
Oh.
And as you is that? Or does it mean
exhaust?
A lot of questions.
Yeah, you got a lot of questions about that one.
Follow up questions. Cues
what
to
are
that
the,
A, I guess.
It's a great question that I'd like to know what their answer is to, but I can't get past this question. That is a similar question to what are the three types of breakfast? What are signs of a narcissistic wife?
What the fuck?
Why is that there? Why is that a similar question? Should I click that? I'm going to do it. Hold on. How do narcissistic wives treat their husbands? Narcissists view partners as trophies under their power and may expect partners to show deference and adoring behavior throughout their relationship. Okay. Manipulation of a partner is emotional abuse, and narcissists resort to some pretty low behaviors if they feel they are losing their hold on a partner. You're not really answering.
Sounded like it was written by a robot.
Yeah. How do narcissists act in a marriage? A narcissistic husband is usually a very selfish person and will only think about themselves and not about you or your relationship together. They might expect you to do all the housework, and they might want to have sex with you when they want it, but not when you want it.
Whoa.
Douche.
There's a lot of anger.
Oh, I know. Somebody got hurt real bad.
Yeah.
But then if you come here, it then refreshes the similar questions, including amazing tidbits like, can we live without bugs? Can you convince yourself you're pregnant? And how often should I rub lime on my face?
Wait. Can you convince yourself you're pregnant? Like,
yes.
Is like a new form of immaculate conception?
I don't know. I mean, like, can you convince yourself you're pregnant enough to pass like a over-the-counter pregnancy test? Or can you convince yourself you're pregnant enough to have a baby?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can do the second one. I don't know if willpower
I'm gonna
is that
you,
strong. I don't know about that. But why would somebody ask, how often should I rub lime on my face? And how can that answer be anything but never? Why would you rub lime on your face?
I feel like someone would probably use it like some kind of like cleansing.
Yeah.
Tactic.
How often should I rub lime on my face? Dip a cotton swab in the lime juice and apply a small amount of juice directly on the pimple. Oh. Allow the juice to sit for 5 to 10 minutes, then rinse off completely. When applied every other day, you should see results in a few weeks. PSA, be sure to avoid any direct sun exposure while using lime juice on your face.
Like, bleach your face.
Don't do
like
that. Don't do that.
I don't. Yeah. So, like, I've never heard of lime juice being used for pimples before.
So it's an acid for one. So that should not be on an open wound on your face.
No.
Just for one. And then two, citrus fruits specifically have something in there in like the skin that like if you have like an orange per se, I don't remember exactly what type of orange it is, but like the skin of the orange can cause you to have like severe sunburn, and like people don't realize that it will give them a severe chemical burn because they are getting these two things.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, I had bad acne through my like puberty years, into my 20s. And so I was often on a lot of antibiotics and antibiotic creams and acne medications. And every single one of those was like, avoid sunlight.
Yeah.
Don't go in the sun. Don't stay in the sun. Don't be in the sun. Be real careful.
Just wear sunscreen.
Just wear sunscreen. Often, like everybody, just wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Always.
So our similar questions are reset again. And things like, Can you wear deodorant before plastic surgery? Should I clean my old pennies? And which quarters are worth a dollar? I don't... Are any of them?
Yeah, I feel like the old ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there was... Okay, all right.
But can you wear deodorant before plastic surgery?
I'll find out for you. Can you wear deodorant before plastic surgery? Oh my God, it's not loading. Is this the unanswerable question? Oh my God. Maybe we'll never know. Can you wear deodorant?
Probably don't do it. It's probably not a good idea to introduce chemicals and unknown compounds into a potential open wound situation.
Do not wear makeup, lotion, powder, deodorant, or nail polish. It is important to remove your nail polish so that the doctors and nurses can see your true nail color during the surgery and in the post-anesthesia care unit. Interesting.
Case of circulation.
Interesting. Yeah. We got to wrap it up. I wanted to find one more awesome one on here, but wait. Oh, yeah. This one, when I reloaded the page. What happens to a guy when you kiss? I don't know. And I'm not clicking it. We'll never find out. So that blew my mind. TheHealthyJournal.com and the similar questions list. Thank you, because that's a barrel of laughs. What a fun time I had with you all, recapping, talking about breakfast. Kristen, I'm so glad you're back. Jelly, I'm sorry you'll be in Melbourne and I'll only see you through a screen and not live in person. But take care. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. I did that right. You can go to the place where you get your podcasts and download old episodes of The Way Highway. Listen to them all. Kristen, get us out of here.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowick at Sean Cowick. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. Or you could follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. And Jelly, where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me at Jelly Vampus.
Yes, and because this definitely isn't pre-recorded and I am not a corpse, I'm definitely alive and totally fine. I would just like to thank Adobe Radio and Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God and Bernie and Jelly and all of you.
Oh my!
Okay, I'll record it, Sean. I'll say whatever you want.
Oh my God! Crazy. We'll catch you next week, stoners. I am not a murderer.
And I'm definitely alive.
Oh my God! Catch you next week. Bye bye.